Welcome to Four Seasons and a Funeral, the podcast about shows that had four good seasons and a fifth season. The anomalies are conclusive proof that the hard T exists in a podcast as real and solid as those we already know about. Today, we're talking about season three, the finale of, unfortunately, not the show, just the season of the next evolution of science fiction, Primeval. The chase continues. I'm David, and I'm joined by Charlie Uwu and Nick.
I'm Charlie Uwu.
And I'm Nick. Fortunately, not Uwu.
The Uwu has stars for eyes.
The bottom, I guess bottom should be like an Owo or like an Uwu. No.
Grumpy cat face.
Audience, if you're wondering, what the fuck are they talking about? Don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. It's fine.
Audience, are you a bottom or a top?
Let us know on Twitter, at Forsaf.
Hashtag Forsaf bottom or hashtag Forsaf top, please.
Oh, the biggest news today. The transes have won. Finster came out.
Really?
Yeah. Finster came out as bi, not cis, and has started HRT.
Oh, good for them.
And the egg community is just out of their minds with, I called it.
I mean, good for them, but also, like, just let people be people. Like, don't be weird about it. Like,
nothing about their stream is gonna change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except maybe the boobs might become real. Do you think they'll finally take that one streamer up on getting a boob job? Someone's going to pay for Finster's top surgery, and it's not going to be Finster.
I mean, yeah, it's called their audience.
Definitely their audience.
No, but I don't even mean like through donations. It's someone's going to privately be like, here is X amount of thousands of dollars explicitly for this as a solo donation.
Yep, and it will probably still be just someone. It could just be someone from their audience.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be because they had that standing offer beforehand.
I see.
And the only reason Finster turned it down was it wasn't going to be reversible or easily reversible if they ever wanted to stop streaming or stop doing girl stream.
Fair enough.
Anyways, how has everyone been since the last time we recorded? It has been a little bit.
It has.
Yeah, because somebody didn't check Discord and instead spent time with their niece on their birthday and missed a recording. Birthday.
Yeah.
Did not miss a recording. He never confirmed that recording. I hold no ill will.
I literally did not look at my cell phone that day until like 6 p.m.
Nice.
Just Nick and I get done with a Risk of Rain run. And
so
go, oh,
many
shit.
Messages from so many people and just went, oh.
Oh. I'm not online for one day and this happens? Oh no.
Yeah, for real though.
Everyone thought I was dead because I wasn't online. Let's say more about me or my friends.
Charlie and I were trying to figure out why David hadn't been online yet today. The real reason was not what we had guessed.
Yeah. What has been going on? Work, video games. Another episode of Law and Order: Toronto Criminal Intent came out. I'm about halfway through it. We are sitting at a 1 on the hard T Toronto counter.
This episode, right? Not just the
no
like,
for the
not
series
the entire show. Wait,
for the
what?
Series
they've only
so
done one.
Yeah, damn. That's why I was so shocked.
Okay, I'm more on board from the way that you had that counter there. I thought that was like just this episode, and there's been a bunch throughout. But if it's only been one,
no.
But that's decent.
I mean, there's only been two episodes so far, Nick.
I guess.
I am going through it. Man, some of the actors they have for extras cannot act.
That's okay. They're doing their best.
It's just
real
Law and Order,
okay.
Though.
Yeah. Pretty good episode though. Also very Canadian, Toronto, talking about someone who lives in a condo and a corporation is trying to buy the entire building. and they need everyone in the condo to sign off, and then they got murdered for who knows why. So very,
for no reason.
Very Toronto, very GTA. Love it. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right. Nice.
But our prediction is it's going to be a story about human greed that killed this man, not the fault of a corporation buying up massive amounts of housing and then driving the price up to unreasonable levels.
Of course.
Right? That's what the guess is?
Yep.
Be upsetting.
You gotta maintain those corporate sponsorships when you're airing on City TV.
Yeah. How many apartments in Toronto do you think City TV?
Like, through shell companies? Probably more than or their parent company does. Like, more than I would be comfortable with. I'm shocked I didn't buy my place from a corporation.
Legitimately, that's...
Well, that's why I was able to buy it. they don't sell.
Yeah, that's fair. One day I will,
you'll
one
own
day I will have
property
a place.
One day, Nick.
One day. I was just, looking just again and figuring it out, and it's like, man,
keep saving those nickels. They'll add up eventually.
It's a lot more than nickels that I've saved, David. And it's nowhere close. Did you ever get a chance, audience? I'm gonna like
put
see if maybe we got some knowledge
Nvidia
here. Did you?
Puts.
Just back into crypto, easy. it's just gamble it. Nvidia puts is gambling. Crypto is even higher, like just even more slot machine level gambling. Just. David, do you ever get a chance to fucking look at the back
at the
end for CIBC
calculator?
For the mortgage calculator and see why I was getting like just so fucked?
Yeah, I did. I don't know why. You're just getting fucked.
Oh,
the,
cool.
The numbers I put in were also just getting fucked. Like, I just,
cool.
That's what the calculation is.
That's what the calculation is. Yeah, audience. Yeah, if you have a large down payment, CIBC will just give you less money in a loan. Like, sure, your overall like amount of money like amount of money that you can put towards a house is larger because you have a larger down payment, but they'll just give you less loan for the same income, which is just felt insane, but it was the case. Because I was like, yeah, what happens if I put in like a 10% like down payment versus like a 25% down payment, like a ridiculously high down payment? It's like, oh, you're giving me less loan amount for this, huh?
Like how you say 25% ridiculously high. 20% is the threshold to not get insurance on your mortgage.
Yeah, but 25% is a lot when all of a sudden houses are like $600,000.
Yeah,
I also don't
but
know who's
that's...
throwing 20 down.
If I have the chance, hopefully me.
Sorry, I don't know who's throwing 20 down without help.
Yes.
What about what about 100 down?
God damn it, David.
What about 100 down? That was really funny. There was a really funny moment at the bank when I was getting all the money together, and they were like, "Oh, is this for a purchase?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm buying a house." I'm like, "Oh, do you have a mortgage?" I'm like, "Nope." And they're like, "Congrats."
They just looked at the amount of money that you were taking out. Went, "Damn, okay."
I'm like, "Okay." Very funny.
Nice. All I have to do is work 3 full-time jobs for like 5 years, and I could do
all you
same,
have
David.
To do is be 3 people earning the same income you are but having the same level of expenses. Easy.
Yes. So you're saying the answer is a polycule?
I mean, no,
that
the
is
answer...
what people are like, doing.
Yeah.
Like, you joke, but honestly, unfortunately, yeah, apparently 3 working adults is what is required to like get a mortgage and own a home like anywhere near the GTA now.
So to be fair, I think like it I would just need another me.
I think his name is Salt.
No, he makes less than me.
Nick needs a literal like double his income.
I need
also,
another me.
Same expense level, same expenses.
Yes.
Like that's
yes.
key.
Which
if
which
expense
is
also double, it's not. That's why you need 3.
Yeah, which is
if
which
Salt
is also,
spending that difference on new speakers.
Yeah, it's also not Salt. Salt.
Salt spent so much money on a telescope for the eclipse.
Not a telescope, binoculars.
Sorry,
excuse
for
you.
The eclipse. It was a stupid amount of money.
He bought eclipse binoculars?
No,
yeah.
He bought regular binoculars. He bought like regular fancy binoculars and then got eclipse lenses for them.
Okay. I was going to say, he needs something. He 100% knows he shouldn't look directly at an eclipse, right?
He has lenses.
He's got lenses.
Good.
He's now he was talking about how he was like, yeah, now I gotta get a tripod for them, but like most of the tripods aren't to the height where I want to like stand and be able to like look at them, so I have to find like the tall tripods. I'm like, you thought
just
about
get a
just...
chair?
Yeah. So my first thing was, have you thought about a chair? And then my second thing was, have you thought about borrowing a tripod? Because I know several people who have tripods that you could borrow for this event.
Aren't
he's
you
like,
one
yeah.
of them?
Yes.
I'm going to guess you and Potato.
Yes, at least.
Probably also my realtor.
Yes, definitely. Also my parents.
A lot of people.
Like a lot of people. But nope. Either way, it's fine. What have I been up to? It's all good. He's going to be very happy with the setup, and I'm curious to see how often he uses it.
Once.
Potentially.
Once at the very least.
Yep. Let's see. What have I been up to for the last week or so? Also work, plenty of that. I'm finally off of a project that I had been on for like too long. So I've now moved into a different project. It's great. But I'm back at the point of like being slow because I'm like learning the tech stack and learning how other people have been like doing the thing and like trying to conform to whatever they were doing instead of just really shitting out some C code in the last one.
Yeah. And it was the project you're on's tech stack is not fun from what I remember.
No.
It's quite fucky.
There was some weird stuff where it's like I should have been able to do this way faster, like submitting my first MR and things like that for it, and like getting like going through like two rounds of things for it. And the second one, it's like, oh, there's only like five comments. This should be fast. And then one of the comments, each of those comments was like just 2 hours of me going, the fuck is going on here? The fuck is going on here? And in one case, I was missing a period. Fuck that. And in the second case, just JSON is the answer to that one. And me
JSON
not having enough experience with
so
JSON.
Much.
JSON's fine.
David, you're
so
a monster.
Nothing's wrong with JSON. XML
also,
is way worse, dude.
XML is way worse.
Like,
yeah.
There are way worse transport like types. JSON is fine.
A large portion of my day today was working with two other developers, all for us to realize and remember temporary AWS credentials are in fact temporary.
Yes.
And nice. The reason nice. Reason a connection was failing on a test run after an hour is because the credentials expire after an hour.
That's actually beautiful.
But fucking browser logs don't contain the whole history if you export them looking at Uchrome, so we never saw that error until someone was watching the test go for an hour.
Oh man.
But
oh,
it's
that's,
fine
that's quite a...
it's fixed. There was another issue that someone had to fix. That's fine. I have to look into a third issue where the test run crashes after 13 sessions. Doesn't matter how many images we transmit.
What?
It's very fucky. I don't know why.
Huh.
That's
the lucky number. We can't have
that
number.
That's interesting.
There's C code built into this shit, so I'm gonna have to do memory management. I'm 90% sure.
Sounds like fun.
I'm very certain something isn't getting disposed and freed up in memory, and it's causing a crash somewhere, and I hate that.
Oh man, I did have a memory just like unlock again basically today during stand-up where I was talking about like it looks like I'm gonna have to be using like curses for something that I'm working on.
Oh, fuck off, curses.
And someone was like, yeah, what about end curses? And I was like, oh shit, I've technically used end curses before. We all have.
End curses sucks.
Yeah, I don't think I'm good. I don't think end curses make sense in this case, but I was like, oh shit, end curses. Sys 2500. I remember dropping that course.
End curses has a reverse grid system.
Yeah.
It's put in the Y coordinate before the X one. Who knows why?
What is end curses?
Wait, it's David, you took Sys 2500.
It's yeah, I don't fucking remember it, dude.
It's a C library for drawing to terminal.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Were they wanted us to make Rogue?
Yes.
Rogue and then a turtle drawing the simulator.
Fucking stupid. Yeah, no, I erased that from my memory.
Yeah. I Rogue thing because the prof was like, hey, here's actual Rogue. You cannot look at the code. I gave you the source code. You're not allowed to look at it and copy it.
Nice.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then we all failed, at least my group, failed the turtle assignment so hard, she removed it from the marking rubric and rebalanced beautiful. The other three assignments.
That's so beautiful.
That was such a trip of a goddamn course. Like, that is... Trying to teach programming at that, like, level is, I think, one of the most difficult things. Because, like, they're trying to give you projects where you will self-motivate and actually learn, as well as teaching you fundamentals, but it's all just gobbledygook. Like,
yes.
Yeah, but then you got, like, first-year comp sci students or engineering students who did programming in high school, know a little bit of what they're doing, and then they throw in first-year, like, medical engineering students who need to go through general engineering, who don't know jack shit, and you have to somehow balance those expectations.
Yeah, which is why the first course was just stupidly easy. Like 1500, and then 2500 was like, oh yeah, you know.
The first tutorial, which was just, I remember, can you use command line Linux? Please, just navigate and make a file.
Some engineers couldn't. They were writing terminal commands into Notepad.
Open CMD, make a file with your name in it, and save it on the Git. That's all you need to do, and you'll get 100%. Please.
I don't even think you had to save it to Git.
No, you just had to call a TA over and look. Yeah. Look, I made folder.
Sorry. Yes, Git was lesson two. Git was tutorial two.
Yeah, no, Git wasn't even number one. I remember this. Like, I remember that first one was hilarious. That first course was beautiful.
I'm so glad I'm not in school anymore. Holy shit.
The final one was like, hey.
Am I crazy for saying this? Like, I'm so glad I'm not in school, but at the same time, I kind of want to take a course. Like,
just take a course.
I kind of want to just take a course and, like, have homework.
Have
and
the
just, like,
forced learning
for
experience.
For fun? Yeah. Like,
small community colleges that you can audit a course or take a course for even college credit for, like, not that much money.
Yeah,
David, hear me out. Do the thing that my chem teacher did in, through all the years that I was there. He just took one course at U of T, like, each semester, and got an additional degree over, like, several years.
I could do that.
Yeah, like, he was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna take one course a semester. It's not that much extra work. And it was like, yeah, it was like, I think it was like 12 or something years. I forget how many years it was, but he got an additional degree.
I'll get a like degree. He was good
I'll
get
to
a
go.
Degree in history.
Yeah, like, just fun.
I'll get a bachelor's in history for fun.
Exactly.
Like, am I crazy for thinking that sounds like fun? Like,
no, there is something to be said about having, like, a directed learning path instead.
Directed
of-
learning path, but also just, like, thinking that, like, there are parts of school and coursework that I did enjoy and just liked. I mean, no, I guess that's why.
I think that's very.
Like, I would hope if you actually did graduate university or college, like, you did enjoy some part of it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just for the degree. Because there are ways to, like, just go to college or do an apprenticeship. Like, you will earn more money probably straight out of university than we did.
Yep.
And have, a better time.
Yeah. Much like, I hope if you watch Primeval with us, you did find some parts of it enjoyable. Maybe not this episode.
Oh, for fuck's sake, right? Primeval.
I'm dragging us back in.
Also, Pokemon. There's a Pokemon Presents that came out. We're going back to Unova, motherfuckers. Kalos.
Are you excited, David?
Yeah. It's fuck Unova. We're doing Kalos.
But just specifically Lumoy City. They said it's set entirely within Lumoy City.
That seem, depending on how they do it, that could be fascinating.
Because it looks like it's set as like a modern city, because it said redevelopment.
No, it's the original development plan. So it's going to be before Lumino City.
I thought it said urban redevelopment.
Was it redevelopment? Either way, the tweets have said it in the past. Like,
yeah, okay.
But I think, it's going to be Luno City before it is what we see in the games.
X and
so,
Y.
X and Y. And fucking Zygarde.
What's the A?
Fucking back. It's Z-A, as in Z to A, like A to Z, but backwards.
No, I know, but they have different stylings for each letter. They have a Zygarde styling for the Z, and they have a different styling on the A. I want to know what Pokemon is represented by the A.
I don't think it's a Pokemon. I think it's just Luminous Tower.
That's stupid. That's fucking stupid.
I think it's meant to be Luminous Tower. I think the game is going to be building Luminous Tower as like a big thing.
Oh, fuck off. It's just the Eiffel Tower. With like a Mareep at the top.
So my question is, for the game, do you call it Z to A, or do you call it Za? Do you call it Zadasha, or do you call it Zahyphena?
I like Zadasha. Pokemon Zadasha sounds. Zadasha Pokemon sounds
Legends,
like a Pokemon.
Zadasha. Because I don't know why they didn't just call it Pokemon Legends Zygarde. Like, you already had Pokemon Legends Arceus. Like, you have a naming scheme. Maybe follow the fucking naming scheme.
Maybe the A is still Arceus, and it's like God is sending you on another journey.
Oh my God, God is isekaiing you again.
Yeah. God has a new toughest battle, so he has to get his strongest warrior.
That is the plot of Pokemon Legends Arceus, by the way, Nick. Is your normal kid living in modern day, and then Arceus, who is God, goes, I need you to go back in time.
I need your help. I need your help, small child.
Hey, you came from a world where Pokemon is a media content. I'm throwing you into Pokemon. Because I think it's heavily implied your character is from a world where, like, they've played Pokemon games.
Yeah.
And they just don't talk.
I mean, listen, I would 100% be isekai'd into Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. I would commit war crimes.
In-game or to become, or to get isekai'd?
Why not both?
Yeah. I would make Team Rocket good. And by good, I don't mean, like, on an alignment chart. I mean competent.
The great thing would be to go into the real Pokemon world and then just implement all the bullshit comp Pokemon strats.
Just why does he champion. Keep doing Rhyperior with weakness policy? Who the fuck is this guy?
No, just become champion with five fucking Ralts or like fucking Rattatas. Fear Rattatas.
Just fear Rattata the entire...
Yeah.
Commission's like, can we do? Should we ban Rattatas? We can't ban Rattatas.
Joey will kill us. All right. I guess we've done this enough. We've put it off.
It is time.
On to Primeval. The TV guide for this episode of Primeval reads, in the season 3 finale, the team goes back in time to stop Helen Cutter from poisoning the earliest humans to prevent their evolution in Africa's Great Rift Valley. Can I just say, what a fucking stupid plot?
Yes.
Like, this is what we've been building up to after 3 seasons? Because Helen Cutter is going to go back in time to kill the humans? Well, couldn't she have done this at any point?
Yes.
Why do you need to do the butterfly effect works? Couldn't you have just gone back and killed a bunch of other people somewhere else?
Put yourself in a better situation. Go back in time and kill, like, Cutter earlier, like before
but she wants all humans to die as well, so
no,
my logic
saying,
is
you,
no,
if,
no,
I, don't,
no.
If you don't want opposition, go back in time and kill the man who starts the government opposition of you before he does that, and then you get the artifact and all this shit after the fact. Like, it, you make your life easier if Cutter dies right after you go missing.
I would have gone back with a gun. Like, if you're causing time nonsense to erase all of humanity, why are you doing it with poison? Just fucking shoot them. Like, yeah. It doesn't straight you up. Don't need to do it sneakily. It doesn't matter.
There's that and the fact that apparently we're back into closed time travel loops because they talk about the site and Connor's like, oh yeah, 13 proto-humans died here. No one knows what killed them. So she's always done this and then stops there. She should have known.
She should have known she failed. Like, it's
the
crazy.
Fact she
like,
knew to go to that specific site because she knew there were humans there that died mysteriously should have maybe given her a hint.
The only time we've seen time actually change has been in end of season one Cutter, right? Every other time it's been closed loop time travel.
They haven't explained how that happened.
It's been closed loop time travel every other time. Like the fucking
I firmly believe
Lieutenant Drake
point,
who died as well was closed loop. Like
which is fine as long as Helen recognizes that if it's closed loop time travel, there's nothing she can do about it. And she needs to figure out other ways to deal with
it. She can change it because it happened.
Yes.
Fucking
it did happen.
Girl, like fucking woman. Jenny turned into someone else. Like, so it is possible just after three seasons of scheming to not execute it correctly is insane. And then just to get like, again, if the primeval team had done nothing this episode, nothing would have changed because Helen didn't succeed. They didn't stop Helen. Just her plan didn't work.
Well, I mean, Danny
I feel like
played
they were
a
also just like
actually no
go ahead
no
Danny didn't play a role.
Jack shit.
It was a velociraptor.
Danny... Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Helen would have poisoned them and then still gotten killed by a velociraptor.
Yeah, Danny does nothing. Like
Helen did not bring any weaponry with her aside from poison. That velociraptor still would have been there, would have pounced on her. Sure, she might have dodged the first attack, but she still would have died to the velociraptor. She had no exit plan.
Even beyond that, she dropped her anomaly opening device in the velociraptor time period and then went through the anomaly. She had no way of opening up new anomalies to kill the rest of the humans.
Well,
she would have been trapped
there. Her goal was just to go around that area and kill all the humans around there.
With what, though? Her bare fucking hands?
Some more arsenic she has tucked away? Yeah.
Like,
this is so stupid.
Why didn't she come strapped with guns?
That part's actually insane.
Yeah! Why didn't she? I just don't understand.
David, even more, we're at a point where it's like, cool, she can like hop, like she's
why
now has
she
the ability
with
to hop
clone
around.
Clone army, where did the clones
nukes
go?
Nukes, just bring a nuke back. That's going to fuck up the humans. You don't even have to go and like accidentally poison a couple. That'll take out the whole valley. Just good to go.
Oh my god, Primeval would be such a better show if it turned out Helen had stolen a fucking hydrogen bomb or something.
Yes, like there's an H-bomb in the past that we have to go and disarm now.
Like no, like full on, like hell, like the during the Cold War, like Russia lost a bunch of missiles that were in previous Soviet like era states that they just had, and then the Soviet empire dissolved, they've lost a bunch of nukes in former countries. So just like Helen stole one of those and just has it because she has time travel, and if she has the anomaly opener, she can be worn whenever, wherever she wants, right?
Sort of. It looks like she has to like, because like it's still not like I can go
yeah,
from
but
this
it's fuzzy
spot to that
like
spot. But yeah,
you just make it that she's fuzzy. Like, oh yes, there was a perfect anomaly,
there was a time where it could work out, and it's like, yeah, cool.
And
Helen
I
has
stole
a nuke.
A nuke. Like,
can you imagine how much more hilarious the show would have been if it was just Helen appears in that time period and has a nuke? Just
because, hey,
it would have been so much
better. You're definitely ending humanity in that case. Like,
exactly.
I can't imagine any hominoids surviving that. Like, and also the fallout of the area. Like, you have just killed the birthplace of humanity.
Like, if you really want to go about it, you just slap some cobalt in that bad boy while you're at it, and then you make it, you poison that area for like 10,000 years. Like, you can make a dirty H-bomb, and it's real bad.
Helen
Hi, Caesar.
Is Helen is the worst villain to be blessed with time travel technology. Yeah. all of her plans have been absolutely idiotic.
Oh man.
She didn't even come back with future predators or anything. Why did she go by herself?
Okay.
Is the point of having shown off so many cool future tech and like weapons if none of it comes back in the finale?
So what is insane specifically to me is that we are told several times, and I'm sure because this is something that they are going to bring up because they love the future predators, we still haven't seen what makes the first future predator. And if the answer is we brought one back, I'm going to be so upset. Because like fuck that version of it. It's just like, yeah, there was just one in the past and a government organization like got it and started experimenting, and that's how we have the future predator outbreak now.
That's 100% what it is.
That's going to be what it is, and I'm going to be upset about it. But at the same time, Helen's big thing is like humanity gets fucked in the future, and it seems to be because of future predators and because of this experimentation. Why was this the solution? Just why?
Well,
why
was it kill all the humans instead of just... It does sound like Helen went a little bit off the deep end, because she does talk about after Cutter died, she just like contemplated that for a long time, decided that like ending everything was the option, so...
But on the other
I'll give
hand,
her that.
We know. But on the other hand, I understand that this is a British TV show and this would be not okay to do. We know this is a British-centric TV show. All of the predators and everything, like all of that, it's coming from within Britain. Once again, dirty H-bomb. Good to go. Just modern yeah, day.
Just not involving any of the rest of the world in this is crazy.
Yes.
Like this like, scale we get the one of point, this.
We get the one point of Egypt had one, and we go back in time, and the other thing that's insane to me is that, so I had assumed, obviously incorrectly, that the anomalies led to the same location, like they were just, like, time travel, not time and space.
No, it's time and space, though.
It's
well,
time
we already
and space.
Saw it's time and space, because
I
they...
I guess, but like...
Because how else did the fucking, like, alligator from Egypt make it there if it's not time and space?
No, they said they transported that fucking portal over because it was being housed
that,
in the thing.
That
yeah,
was special
but that
because
means
that...
the anomalies travel through space, though.
Yeah,
by the fact
I
that
guess.
You could move an anomaly and it still goes to somewhere else.
Oh, are they gonna astrology this shit with the anomalies moving? Are they gonna say that it's due to the stars?
No,
it
Stargate already did that. In a way that actually makes sense, because the Stargate coordinates are based off
constellations. I wish Primeval would steal things from better shows than trying to write their own fucking nonsense.
Audience, I'm going to be real. I think this might be the first time where we just don't actually go through every scene in the episode. We're just going to be angry about this episode.
Yeah,
about
we don't need to talk about the whole thing.
Because what happens in this episode? They chase Helen uselessly, and then her plan doesn't do shit! They all get trapped.
The biggest fucking upsetting thing about this episode is when they're all in the tree being chased by the velociraptors, and the security guy's like, "I got the stun grenade," and they're like, Connor's like, "Cover your ears and open your mouth," and then he sees the dude drop the stun grenade, opens his eyes and uncovers his ears, and goes, "Wait, or is it something? Oh no, I've fallen out of a tree and am unconscious." Like, what?
It is,
that's the just, drama event?
Why? Like, why are they so incompetent? Like, what is the point? Like, can the writers of Primeval not comprehend people being good at their jobs? Is that why they're the writers of Primeval? Like, this to them is the utmost, like epitome of competency. Like, this is the only thing they can imagine spec ops people to be trained to do. Like, this is the best Britain can offer. Like, that's because they're like, oh, obviously, because like I'm such a fucking shit show, this is what like
just personally attacking the writers. I love
yeah,
it, David.
Like, how else do you write such idiocy? Like, I don't understand. No one is good at their jobs. Even Cutter and Steven were better, and they were still shit at their jobs. Like,
there is this weird thing where obviously you don't want perfect characters. You want like you want the flaws, and you want to be able to laugh at the flaws and things like that.
But there's
They're doing that a little bit too much.
There's a difference between a flaw and incompetence.
Yeah.
This isn't a flaw. This is just Connor being bad at his job. Complimented Fringe so much for people being good at their jobs.
there's also a difference between a character flaw and like a character incompetence, because character flaw, you can see development associated with that. Character incompetence just gets brought up randomly and is nothing. Like, a flaw, you can see, like, oh, this person recognizing those things, and you can, like, have, like, character growth that way.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't do that. Primeval just doesn't do that.
Speaking of the forest, them trying to claim that forest was in prehistoric times in the Raptor era, and I'm like, this is clearly the woods, like, it's somewhere in Britain.
Cretaceous period pines look like normal pine trees. You're still breathing and aren't on oxygen poisoning, so you haven't traveled through time. Because apparently we're ignoring the atmosphere changes this time, even though we don't other times.
No, they've only ever brought it up once with the fucking worm monsters. That's the only time they've ever brought up atmosphere difference.
They're very happy to bring up, like, oh, look, we're smart, and we remembered that this is a thing. But only for specific episodes, and then never again, which is definitely a thing. I understand the limitations associated with, like, the forest and stuff, like, the, like, forest and things like that. Like, they are going to be filming in Britain, but, like,
Write the show around that, then, is my thing. Like, write the show around what you can do, because those raptors are still full CGI. Like, you can just write it so that it's a different thing. Like, they're in a different place.
You're not limited, like, by raptor wranglers.
Yeah, like, it's not like we gotta use raptors.
you gotta use raptors.
Because, like, there are different animals, and you have the CGI models for them already that you could have used in this case. Like, make it fucking, I don't know, like, tigers, or, like, make it all, like, saber-tooths or something, right?
Like, there's definitely
the entire time and space continuum to, like, make it make sense. And why do you make it up to be Jurassic Raptor era? Like, this is nonsense.
Because, David, it was fun in season one. It was fun to laugh at the dinosaurs in 120p.
Oh, my God. And then the fucking mountains, or wherever the fuck there are, that are supposed to be Africa. It's like, oh, my God.
Oh, man, it was, God, there definitely were some moments in this episode. This is also the first time where, I think so, this is, like, the first time where we've had them do multiple anomaly jumps, like, in, like, going from one to the next sort of thing.
Yes.
Despite the fact that we've seen this several times, and we've seen Helen use it several times. Also, because I'm just remembering this now. Remember in season one when we just saw, like, the, like, anomaly, like, conglomeration area?
Yeah.
That Helen went to? And I guess the equivalent that we're seeing of that now is just that one spot that we keep going to in the future.
Yeah. But I mean, with the knowledge that Helen can fucking open anomalies whenever the fuck she wants, that she probably ran through, opened, like, a dozen, and then just ran through one, right?
I guess. Like, I guess that probably makes the most sense.
Like, it's probably not a conglomeration. She probably ran through and just, like, opened 70. And just like, fuck you guys. Yeah, just
was like,
fuck it. Like, probably nine out of 10 of those open up to, like, the middle of the Pacific Ocean at different times throughout, like, the Earth's existence.
Yeah, you take a look, you like walk through, and it's like, shit, I'm 100 feet underwater right now. This is bad.
No, you're 100 feet above water, so you also can't get back into the anomaly. Like, it dumps you in the Pacific Ocean.
That one is shockingly worse, but yes. still, far and away, the worst one would be, like, yeah, you're just at the bottom of the Marianas Trench. Like, just you go through and are instantly crushed.
You go through, it's just a World War II battlefield.
oh god, oh fuck.
Immediately stabbed by a bayonet.
No man's
also,
land.
Also, I also do understand, like, it's primeval. The goal was for this to be, like, wild creatures and things from the past and stuff. But, dude, I would have lost my shit if there was, like, yeah, no. Also, Helen figured out another way to stop the future predators. is to go help the Nazis or something. Like, just because.
Full like, off the deep end. Just
like, if
you
like,
don't understand, Nazis win World War II, Cotter never gets a degree.
No, no, it's got to be something crazier. That makes too much sense. It's got to be some nonsense. Like, I'm gonna go back in time to like the Spanish Revolution or something. Like, this small colony rebels off the coast of America, and if I get them to not rebel, everything is saved. Like, it needs to be absolute nonsense. Like, that's the time travel story I want. It's like, what if we go back and stop the Nazis? Like, not much happens. That power vacuum is immediately filled by another person.
Oh, man. Yeah, but, like, there's lots of things that would have been really funny. Like, we would be shitting on the show so much if they did that. But also, it would be really funny.
I would respect the show more, though, because there's an energy to going off the deep end, right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
This is so fucking wild.
Maybe next season, because this was supposed to get canceled after this episode.
Just because not only is the choices they're making bad, they're also the most boring choices they could be making. Yes. Like, they could be making bad, insane choices, and then I'd be more on board for it. Because, hey, yeah, we shat on Fringe for going full crazy, but man, that one episode where the Fringe team gets to be the terrorist using the previous Fringe things against the Observers, oh, amazing episode. Beautiful. Yep. That entire season was worth watching just for that episode. Because that is such it's just a perfect, like, retreading of Fringe. Because it's just, hey, legit, remember that horrifying skin-growing thing that makes your face go away? Yeah, we remembered it.
Yeah. God, what an episode. What a season, season 5 of Fringe was. I feel like I would have been way more okay with season 5 of Fringe if the Observers hadn't just been, like, fucking future humans.
That was the dumbest thing that show has ever done.
It's the dumbest thing. It's the dumbest trope that somehow continues to show up in sci-fi.
Yeah, like, I understand you're doing the whole thing of like, look at what humanity can accomplish, but also we have to be careful.
Humanity is our greatest enemy still.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we need to be careful with our innovation, and if we aren't thinking about what can happen, like, yeah, we can, like, bad things can happen. Even Primeval's fucking doing that with these future predators and us telling them that it's the fucking arc that makes them.
Yeah.
I think we're getting so close to Observers that I'm real scared, dude.
Yes.
I think the only piece of media in recent memory that has done future humans are super advanced, and it wasn't even, like, super confirmed, was in Interstellar, where the main character guesses that the people who pulled him out of a black hole and put him in the Tesseract and all that nonsense and talked to them in the first place were super future advanced humans that can now travel through time at will and needed to do this in order so that they can evolve to that point. And it's such a minor part in the story, and it makes sense. And is a good hand wavy away thing.
It's still dumb. I still don't like.
There's also a difference there, though, where it's not look at how terrible humanity is.
It's look what we
with
can
their innovation.
Become. And
it's look what we can accomplish. There's a subtle difference there.
Yeah, Interstellar is very much an optimistic point of view.
Yes. And like, there's an amount of, like, I do understand, like, sci-fi, like, There's a level where you could say sci-fi kind of goes hand in hand with, like, dystopia.
Oh, 100%.
Like, worlds and things like that.
The origins of sci-fi are for, like, the reason sci-fi exists is as it is meant to be reflections of what is happening currently, but, like, brought to the nth degree, right? Like, that is the origin of science fiction was, hey, there's this weird, kind of fucked up thing we're doing right now, but imagine if we keep doing that, and then 1,000 years, how fucked up it is now. Like, that is the origin of science fiction as a genre.
Yes. So I do understand from that the whole, like, spiel of, like, the, like, future humans and everything associated with that. But there's so many other fun ways that you can, like, add a twist on that that Fringe sadly didn't do a very good job of, and man, Primeval's Primeval's really, really, really taken the just like no twist on that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But hey, Helen's dead now. She got killed by a raptor. It happened, and I went, "Holy shit!" The Cruella de Vil movie stole.
Oh my god! I had the exact same thought. I literally also went, "Fuck a Cruella de Vil!" Like, I had literally the same thought.
She got Cruella de Vil bombed off the grok by a raptor.
Cruella de Vil's adopted mom. Oh no! It was like the literal same pose.
Well, I did not think about that. Nice.
That's the first time I've thought about the Cruella movie in so long. It's just because I think we all watched that bit together.
We all watched it together. Yeah, we did. So spoilers for that, I guess. But we all watched it together. Fucking... And when it was about to happen, I remember just all like you and I locking eyes and going, wait, is this how they're going to justify her hatred of Dalmatians? Killed her mom. Like,
this can't be what's about to happen.
Dalmatians killed her mother. And that's why it's okay. She wanted to make them into a coat. Like, Disney, wait, is that what you're trying to tell us?
God, What a moment in that movie.
What a moment in cinema.
Killed her mom. So that's why she wants them to make them into a coat.
Also, I'm like who's going to be the new villain next season of this show?
Did you see the next time thing? I did not. There is only one person I recognize in that group photo.
Oh no.
I did not see the next time. The next time popped up, and Oni Connor's there, by the way.
Oh no.
That's beautiful.
I was like, ooh, I only recognize Connor. That's not a good sign.
Oh, also Danny's reaction when the portal closes and he like drops to his knees and he's like, no!
He throws the sand up like a toddler having a tantrum.
I'm trapped in the past. There's monkey people that I just kicked as they were dying instead of having this shared moment of compassion across an evolutionary chain. I just kicked one of the dead ones.
Let's talk about that for a second. What the fuck?
Dude, we know Danny's a terrible person. This just continues to prove it. Like, Danny
they're really going all out to make me like hate this character.
Oh, fuck, I forgot. It was so funny. So watching the episode with my fiance, and she looks up and she goes, because she's half paying attention, half on her phone, because it's a bad show. And all she hears is, hey, Helen's gone to go kill early humans. And then sees the gang running away from raptors, and she went, wait a minute, raptors didn't exist at the same time as people, right?
to be fair, that is correct. There is one more anomaly jump.
I was like, no, they had to do an anomaly jump. And then the raptor came through the portal. I'm like, nope, hold on. For a brief period, raptors existed alongside people. Right near where those people, they would have found Helen's bones.
Yes.
At site 333, they should have found her and raptor bones in astonishingly close condition to the human bones, and everyone would have been confused.
Yes.
Why are there a modern day human next to these 13 dead early humans tied under mysterious circumstances and a raptor?
What the fuck?
You know what? They probably found those and the archaeologist must have gone, no, I'm just gonna get rid of these.
I'm not allowed to publish this paper because everyone will think I'm crazy.
I gotta take these bones away.
I am so close to tenure. I can't publish this paper. I am so close.
I'm 2 weeks away from tenure.
Just I'm gonna throw these bones away. I'm just not gonna think about it.
Fucking god, Danny's fucking reaction in this episode is just the worst.
It's my favorite thing. What are you talking about?
I'm so excited.
It's so good.
I'm really hoping that next season we still get like Danny just chilling in the past with early hominids. Like he just like goes and joins them for a little while.
He assimilates.
Yeah, he's just like, cool, I'm just gonna go chill with these things. They seem cool, I guess.
I guess
the question is, for him, do you instantly start going as far fucking away from the early hominids as possible to
make sure
you don't just butterfly? Because it's Danny's, you go and fuck them.
Danny's
right?
going to teach them how to use tools, and that's how early hominids learn tool use, is
huge.
Danny teaches them.
Yo, we got callouts. David, you got to remember these for next episode.
Danny's going to make a spear and like give it to the hominoids, and they're going to like use this. There's going to be a montage of Danny teaching the hominoids.
No. David, even better. Another raptor's going to come through and Danny's going to kill it like in front of the hominoids. And they're going to be like, whoa, what the fuck? And that's going to be the teaching moment. Like, it's going to be Danny having to protect the early hominids for an episode while, like, a portal, like a fucking anomaly opens.
Is what we're saying. Far more likely we never see Danny again.
God, that would also be pretty cool. If he leaves the show after this episode, that's so cool.
Yeah, he died. He didn't come back and he died in the past.
Good.
Along with Connor and Abby, right? Right?
Go drink
Connor's
that water.
Connor's in the group photo the next time.
Yeah.
No. Remember, the important thing off of this, David, even though they did already kiss, and that has already happened, we do now have Connor and Abby stuck alone together in the past.
He did ask if he can move back into the flat, and she said yeah, so we get that resolved.
I cannot comprehend that after three seasons of the show, apparently the only member of the original cast remaining is going to be Connor. If you had told me this in episode one of Primeval, I would have told us not to watch the show. If after episode one of Primeval, you told me the only Connor would be remaining by season four, we would not be watching the show.
Would we be watching The Magicians instead, David, and just getting really, really sad?
Yeah! Especially because, man, would we hate Connor in episode one so much.
Holy shit. Yeah.
We hated Connor about as much as we hate Danny in episode one.
Like, maybe even more. Season one, Connor was kind of the worst.
Different kind of worst, though. At least he wasn't a fucking cop.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's fair.
He wasn't a cop who just like was exactly the stereotype of the cop and was just gonna murder a guy in cold blood.
Yeah.
Like,
oh
man. Dude, what a fucking episode.
There was a tantrum in the sand. Is there any other moments we want to bring up? Fucking Egypt lady is just waiting
for
everyone.
Egypt lady and security guard are the only people left.
They have a moment where they like kill some weird like future fly monsters.
This is Egypt lady's last episode. She does not return for season four.
I'm telling you, I don't think they come back.
I did read ahead. She is killed off in a non-canon book. But presumably her death is still canon.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that good?
Interesting. I just clicked on like the season 4.1 like just synopsis just to take a look at the like the photo that they're gonna give us for that. Is like a little spoiler for me. And David, I'm not sure if this is what you were talking about.
Nope, that's not what I was looking at. Who the fuck are
look at
these
that cast.
People?
Oh no.
Look at this cast.
Okay, so Abby's still there.
Abby's still there.
Is that Abby?
She just looks.
Yeah, she grew her hair.
She just
out.
Looks
okay.
Real different.
I think that's her who I saw, but she did not look like Abby.
Who is this white toast, boring ass man standing center frame front? Oh, but we got a quirky girl again. Look at how
quirky
she is.
Girl.
She's wearing an orange cardigan and has a flower. She's quirky.
And look at that smug smile that Becker's trying to give.
Wait,
Becker
is that still Becker?
Yeah, Becker is my new favorite character on this show.
What, it's not Lester?
Sorry,
wait,
Lester is my favorite character. Becker is a close second.
Oh, We gotta keep watching the show just to know what the fuck happens to the cast.
Like, at this point, I'm mainly watching it to see, like, I think it's just, like, the devolving show. Like, it's just, like, how far Fringe, can we fall?
Fringe, like, went out in a blaze of glory, I would say. And Merlin had, like, a gruesome death in, like, season 4, where, like, the writers killed it. Primeval is, like, dying of a slow disease. Like, it's slowly dying to consumption.
Primeval came into the hospital in season 1, and then had a miraculous recovery right at the end of season 1, before immediately having another heart attack.
Like, man, out of all of the shows, Primeval has felt like it's been dying the entire time.
Like, Fringe season 4 hurt, like, because it was just getting worse. Like, I think actually what I'm learning from this is that 3 seasons is the correct amount of 3 seasons for a show. Like, I think we've already talked about that, but I think that's sort of what I'm learning more and more. Like, three seasons is fine. Because, what, like, typically when writers are doing, like, when they're initially, like, coming up with plots and things like that, they're, like, thinking, like, oh, maybe we get 2 seasons. And they'll write out, like, plot points and, like, an arc to go through 2 seasons. And then if they keep getting extended, it's like, shit, what else are we going to do now? And
Avatar the Last Airbender, 3 seasons, the original show.
Yeah, no, like,
that was peak television.
Dark, 3 seasons, one of my favorite TV shows.
I want to watch that show. I've been trying to convince my girlfriend to watch it.
It's so good.
What other shows only had 3 seasons? That's just not correct.
which show did it say?
Arrested Development. That's not correct.
Haven't we talked about how that's also has 5 and the 5th is really bad?
Yeah. That's why I was like, this list just isn't correct.
Huh. But, like, the more that I'm thinking about
Veronica
it,
Mars.
It's like,
acclaimed show. Okay. Canceled before its time.
I don't think so. Charlie, now that I'm saying this, back? I don't think it was canceled before its time.
Didn't they do a reboot for Veronica Mars?
It got a movie. Maybe it also got a single season.
Like, the more that I'm thinking about this, the more that I'm recognizing, like, there's the part of me that, like, oh, I want to see, like, more seasons and, like, more things out of a TV show. But, like, maybe just 3 seasons is the right amount.
That's fair.
Like, sort of a common thing is, and we'll see with Primeval, if Primeval drastically, like, for some reason becomes way better in season 4, then sure, I'm wrong, and I don't know why. But, like,
oh, yeah, no, sorry. Fringe? Yeah, season 4 of Veronica Mars came out in July 2019.
Okay, then.
It did get a 1-season reboot.
And I bet that that's fine, because it had 3 seasons to start, and then the writers had a long period of time
9
before
years
having to do a 4th season.
To think about it.
That's enough time to figure out more fun plots and things. It's when it's, like, 6 months that it's a big problem.
Anything else we want to talk about this episode of Primeval?
Fucking ratings, I guess.
Well, I just mean the plot wise before we get into ratings. Is there anything
plot wise? I don't know. I got nothing at this point. It certainly was an episode of a TV show.
All right, ratings, Charlie. What did you think about this episode of Primeval? Just to give us a reminder, what did we rate the last 2 episodes of this show?
Episode 8 received a 0 from myself, or from David, a 1 from myself, and a 1.5 from Nick. Episode 9 received negative 1s from David and myself, and a 1.5 from Nick.
So with that, out of 5, what did you think about this episode?
Taking it as a finale, and the show was, I think it was canceled after this.
The
bit.
Show
I can't
was
remember.
Canceled after this. Yeah, this was the last. This was supposed to be the last episode of Primeval because it
which
got
means
canceled.
It ends with the majority of the main cast stranded across time.
Yep.
Nine out of 5. in reality, where the events of this episode actually happened, like. I don't know. I don't know if it should be a 0. I don't know if it should be a 1. 0.5. 0.5. It's better than 9. It's still not good.
Oh, man. I think this was worse. I think this was somehow worse than 9. If I had a 1.5 for 9, this is a 1. This is a 1. I thoroughly didn't enjoy this episode.
Do you give it a 1, sorry?
I'm giving this episode a 1. I do agree though. If the show had gotten canceled here and this was the series finale, like
the balls.
Fantastic. Fantastic. What a way to go out. Like, fuck you, give us another season. Like, that's what this episode is.
Yeah,
this
basically.
Is, fuck you, give us another season.
This is let's get everyone riled up and maybe they'll give us another season because the public wants it.
And congratulations, they did with a different network.
All right. So this is kind of like an opposite episode of Merlin for me. A lot of the time when we discuss Merlin episodes, I liked them less after talking them through.
Oh, no.
After talking this episode through with you guys, I really like this episode.
you motherfucker.
Absolute nonsense, but I also think, man, Danny ends up trapped in time and throws a temper tantrum like a toddler,
like, and kicks an early hominid,
kicks an early dead hominid, and then throws the sand up like he's a toddler in a sand pit having a fit. I'm gonna give this episode a 4 out of 5.
You motherfucker. Oh, it's clipped perfectly. Hold on. I've done something.
Oh my god. What an insane, like, I think that's the largest disparity in numbers.
This might
that
be
we've
the
given.
Largest disparity.
David, post that on Twitter with no context.
It's so good. It's so funny.
Post that on Twitter
stupid.
With no context.
I have another one that's like the full scene of him jumping, missing the anomaly, but it's like 180 meg.
This is, I think the best thing about that, that's the last, I think, from what we're saying, that's the last we ever see of this man.
Yes, it 100% is.
Because he died!
Well, no, he's in, I think he's
well,
in
don't
season.
Spoil it. I don't want to know. Let me dream.
David can dream that he's not in season 4.
We ranted about the over rating so long, I was able to download a GIF making tool, record my screen, edit it twice, and export it.
Holy shit.
To get that GIF.
Oh my god.
It's beautiful.
This episode got...
David, give this a terrible caption, something like Sundays Be Like.
This got an 8.
Sundays Be Like.
This got an 8 out of 10 on IMDb. This is listed as a top rated episode. This is the highest rated episode in 2 full seasons.
Oh my god.
I agree. I agree with this statement.
You have to go back to the season 1 finale to get a higher rated episode and also an episode in the 8s.
Oh my god. What an episode of TV. Man, I did not like this episode.
It was viewed by 4.95 million people. So, like, they had consistent viewership pretty much across this whole season. They were, aside from the one really weird dip in episode 3, they were always hovering around, like, the 5 million mark.
Huh.
Which is, admittedly, a million down from the previous season.
Yeah, it's still a bad look.
Previous two, like, they lost a million on average, but... yeah, it's wild,
man. What a audience. Like, go to our Twitter, go see what I'm hoping that David has posted this GIF. I'm not going to explain it. You already know what it's about, but if you don't, go to our Twitter, and if you do, go to our Twitter anyways.
The fourth series marks the first time Primeval was filmed in HD.
Yo, I don't have to watch this in 120p anymore.
And also the first time the visual effects of the series were created by The Mill rather than Frames.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, different production or VFX companies.
Sure.
Did they do an okay?
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
In 2 weeks, we'll find out.
Audience, if you also want to find out...
then fuck around.
Back. Yeah, exactly. fuck around, download more episodes, do that thing that you've been doing. David, how many more downloads have we gotten this past week? Give me the rolling update. Is someone still downloading way too much of our stuff?
Let me check.
Oh, audience, drum roll. Who knows? Could be anything.
We are sitting at 60 downloads in the past 14 days. We are going down. Thank God.
Good. Audience, go make that number higher and scare David again. Do it. You know you want to. Go download all of our episodes and train an AI on them. Don't do that. Please don't. But also, our voices are on the internet and it's fine. Either way, if you like this episode, which... this was the first time that we've done, like, not just, like, going through, like, mostly, like, scene by scene for episodes, and instead just ranted. Good news, I think if we want to have David's ratings be higher, we should just do this. Yeah. I think that's how we make David like this episode, like these shows more, if we just, like, don't talk about the boring scenes and just rant heavily about the, like, scenes we, like, liked or didn't like, in just completely random order. David, it's beautiful.
It's actually so versatile.
Check the Twitter to see what we're giggling about, audience.
Yeah, go check the Twitter. You can find it at Forsaf, F-O-U-R-S-A-F. And if you look at this meme and you go, hey, you stole that from the TV show, and you're like, hey, we need to send you guys a like copyright notice or something, first of all, please don't.
It's fair use. Fuck you. It's a parody.
This is creative. Exactly. This is a parody. It's fine. But if you are going to send us that takedown notice, you can email us, forsaf@gmail.com.
You just had to properly find us so you can serve us a legal notice. My God.
Come back next week
to hear us defame
the
season 3
recap,
the production.
And to figure out how many legal proceedings we're gonna have to take on now.
Come back next week to hear us defame ITV.
Yo, let's do it.
The file size is too big on the GIF. I can't tweet it.
No.
I'm gonna have to
crush that GIF,
it.
David. Crush that GIF. Anyways, come back next week, and then the week after that we're gonna start season 4, and you can hear our honest reactions about season 4, which I think are gonna be hilarious, so definitely come back then, but also come back for the recap episode to hear our insane predictions about season 4 before we get into it. See you next week. Outro!
Our intro and outro music is Dream One by Magenta 6. Licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.